This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Join us for a word of prayer. God of all grace, we thank you for the gift of a new day. God of all peace, we thank you for being our peace in times of storm, in times of chaos. God of all love, we thank you for loving us when the world is less than loving, when the world is unkind to us. Oh God, help us to abide in you, abide in your love. Help us to remain in your love this day. Your word tells us that you are the vine and we are the branches, and apart from you, we can do nothing. God, we want to do your will. We want to fulfill your purposes and your plans in this world. God, we want to live as your disciples. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. So help us to hold on to you, the true vine, so that we might bear fruit that blesses your holy name, so that we might bear fruit that people might come and taste and see that truly you are a good God, so that we might bear fruit that lasts until you come again. Bless us. to be your vessels, your agents of love in this world. Strengthen us where we're weak. Forgive us when we fall and fail. And help us to just run on a little while longer, leading others to your love and life eternal in you. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Please join Pastor Colvin as we explore this topic further.
Hear these words from John, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay his life down for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Let us pray. God of love, we thank you for the gift of this day. God, we thank you that you set the standard, you set the example for us of what it looks like to live a life of love. Lord God, so let this message help us to understand how you would have us to live in this your world and share your love in this your world. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable in your sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Love is the key. That's the first thought that I had upon reading today's scripture. Love is the key to our joy, to keeping the commandments, to walking with Christ, to walking like Christ. Love is, in fact, one of the only things Jesus asked us to do. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. If Jesus had a modern psalmist to back him up on this lesson, today it would be Frankie Beverly and Maze. They sang his commandment this way: love is the key to life, the thing that makes it right. Why we can't be one, I'll never know. Love is the key this time, and there's no doubt in my mind. If you really want to be free, love is the key. If you really want to be free, love is the key. Free. Jesus calls it making your joy complete. In John 15 and 11, he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Complete joy, at ease, free. Another way of hearing freedom in this text is salvation. If you really want to be saved, love is the key. If you really want to work out your soul's salvation, you're going to have to love. Love is the key. If you really want to be the body of Christ redeemed by his blood, love is the key. First, the love that God had for us, the desire to save us, and then how we respond to that love. Jesus explained it like this to the rich young ruler who asked what the greatest commandment was. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And there's another commandment just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Loving God is the key. Loving like God is the key. So Christ tells us in verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, that's how you remain in my love. just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Friends, I know it sounds too simple. Love is the key, even to keeping the commandments of God. It seems like it takes so much more effort to walk the narrow road that leads to heaven and stay off that wide path that leads to destruction. But Jesus says, no, just love. It seems like walking in the spirit and not in the flesh, avoiding lies and adultery and anger and murder and selfishness, it seems like it would take so many more tools, so much more discipline. But Jesus says, just love. All the teaching of the law and the prophets hangs on this. Everything is accomplished with love. I know it seems like keeping the law, the commands, would be so much harder to do, but 1 John, the 5th chapter, says it this way. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. And God's commands are not burdensome. In other words, it's not hard to do. You got this. Don't look at the whole law of Moses and try to live out every single thou shall and thou shall not. Don't keep the letter of the law and miss the spirit. Christ's command to love doesn't dismiss the law, but it helps us to examine and understand the law, to ask questions like, why has God commanded us to do this thing or not do that thing? Usually the answer is so that it might be well with us, the Bible says. So we are healthy and well. We have commandments. So the community is healthy and well. So we all experience shalom. In other words, the commandments aren't restrictions. They are loving choices we make for the sake of others, loving choices we make to keep us in right relationship with God, loving choices we make to bring honor and glory to God's name. The commands are not burdensome, not hard things, but blessings. Not hard things, but blessings. On this Mother's Day weekend, I wonder if we couldn't think of all the things you may have done to childproof your home for your children or grandchildren. The little tiny outlet covers, the locks on the cabinets, the baby gates near the stairs or dangerous areas, car seats even. Now, truth be told, I may have thought a car seat was just a little bit burdensome when I struggled to secure my oldest niece in the back seat of my little two-door Honda Civic on a hot summer day. It was a little bit burden, but I never would have dreamed of driving her a single inch without a car seat secured. The commands are not burdensome. The laws are loving choices that keep us safe. Not too long ago, I was at a meeting and someone had their two children with them. And one of the first things that the one-year-old, almost two-year-old, was drawn to was an uncovered outlet. Baby talk and all, I understood him to ask, what's this? And his father began to explain the danger and talk him away from the outlet. Friends, the good news is our Father has been trying to explain the danger of sin to us since the garden. Our Father has been trying to explain the danger of a life apart from God through all of the prophets. Our Father sent his only Son to live among us so that he might teach us about the danger. And like a good father or mother, our Lord loves us away from danger, loves us away by saying things like, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you. Oh, First Church, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. That's Matthew 23, verse 37. The Lord says, you think I'm all about punishing you, but I just want to hold you close. These commandments are about keeping you close to me. You think I sent my Son to condemn you? The truth is, I just want to pull you under my wings like a mother hen. I just want to love you, even when you struggle with the commands. Friends, this text was brought to life this week when a friend's child made a poor choice, a bad choice at school that led to some consequences. And as they discussed the situation, my friend said, I hugged her and I told her, I love you, even though you disappointed me today. Surely someone among us can hear God saying, I love you, even though you disappointed me this week. I love you, even though you don't always keep my commands. I love you, even though you struggle to remain in my love. I love you, even though you're not loving one another as I have loved you. Still, I love you. And all I'm asking is that you remain in my love, because love is the key. If you really want to be free, love is the key. And the good news is this key is not just intended to bless us, but to enable us to be blessings. This key certainly unlocks the door for new life in Christ for us and for all those we will walk alongside as we lead them to the Lord, like Philip did in last week's text. Love is the key to accomplishing that great commission Christ gave us to make disciples in his name. Jesus makes it clear in verse 16 that this love is not just for us. He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. Friends, we were chosen to bear fruit that will last, that will remain, that will testify of God's goodness and glory until Christ comes in final victory. And the key to waging wars against evil in Jesus' name is love. The key to blessing the socks off someone this week is love. The key to bearing fruit that lasts is love. I don't know what God is calling you to birth or nurture in this season, but I do know that it will take love for it to grow. I saw a news story this week about a student's science project. She's growing plants and measuring the impact her voice has on their growth. So she recorded her voice on a loop and placed devices near three plants. One plant hears nothing, and it showed some growth. One plant hears only negative things on a constant loop. That plant is non-existent. You couldn't see any growth at all in the pot. The third plant only hears positive words, and it was growing exponentially. Friends, I hope you can hear the voice of God speaking love over your life today, inviting you to remain in God's love. I hope you're able to shut out any negativity that's on loop, trying to get in your ear, in your spirit. And if you're struggling to hear the voice of God over the voice of critics, then maybe, just maybe, you need to put the words of God in your own mouth and speak over yourself, as the song says. Because sometimes you've got to encourage yourself. What would it look like to remain in God's love today? What would you need to say to yourself, not just one time, not just when you're in the sanctuary, but what would you need to say on repeat in order for you to love others as Christ loved us? And because sometimes the loving choice does feel like a hard thing, what will you have to say to remind yourself that the commandments are not burdensome? They are, in fact, blessings. And we know it's God's will that our blessings be shared. So if love is the key, what is God inviting you to unlock for yourself or for others? Will your love unlock a peace that passes all understanding for the person who's having a hard time understanding life right now? Will your love unlock opportunity and abundance for someone who's struggling to get by? Will our love unlock justice for a student or a colleague or neighbor who doesn't know how to advocate or lift their voice? Will our love unlock love for someone who is desperate to know what love is? Christ said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." Friends, we have been called for such a time as this. We have been called to lovingly tend God's garden. We have been called to bear fruit that will last. We have been called to unlock hearts and minds with our love, because love is the key. Remain in it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.